Mrs. Crass told me to say something about the Road to Grandeur podcast. Something. It's the 16th one. Oh, man, I hope she doesn't whack me with a spoon for this. What was his name? Brant Turber, Traber, Turber, whatever. Okay, here you go. Have fun.
Chapter 16. Assassin. Before the Bosrak left, it asked Mrs. Crass,
"If you had to sacrifice your life to end his, would you?"
"Absolutely," she answered immediately.
"Aye, I bet you would," Finn said.
"Find Kaith Meen and kill him," she yelled.
The demon disappeared. Mrs. Crass spent the following days pacing, terrified the Bosrak might fail. She had never seen Kaith Meen again, and she only had a hint of her former powers. Her desire to kill Kaith was fueled primarily by revenge. The return of her power was only an added bonus. Excitement flooded her when the small monster reappeared 4 days later. The demon purred as it approached.
"Your life is apparently worth as much as his," said Finn, still purring. "Some men, they do not die easily."
Mrs. Crass glared at the cat, not understanding.
So is he dead?
Aye, the entity Kaith Meen is surely dead. But I don't think that... I don't think that was what you truly desired, said the Bosrak.
Is he dead?
She asked again.
The thing named Kaith Meen is dead. Names have power, Leinstra, and sometimes people go to great lengths to protect that power. Kaith Meen, quote-unquote, was just a familiar that the storyteller had created long ago just for you. As it died, the creature called Kaith Meen left a message for you.
The Bosrak ran into a shadow where it disappeared. Smoke rose from the outline of the creature, creating letters hovering in the air. The letters K-A-F-E-M-E-A-N, Kaith Meen, floated in front of her. Then, ever so slowly, the letters moved. The K shifted right, and the F shifted left. M-E-A-N shifted as well, with the letters slowly drifting to different positions. Even before the letters had halted, Mrs. Crass began to wail.
"No, no, no!" she yelled. That's impossible! How? How? He didn't know! He couldn't know!" she said, tears pouring down her face.
"But he did. The storyteller figured you'd find a way to track him down. He thought of it from the beginning," said the Bosrak.
She cried at the ease that the storyteller had twisted her plans. He had a fake name. Kaith Meen. From the very beginning. It was all part of his plan. He had figured that, just in case someone held a grudge against him, he would give out an alias. King Zolf had warned her that the man, this great traveler, went by many names. It was so simple. But she had been duped. The stupid, simple trick had cost her the one chance she had at vengeance. Her only chance. The Bosrak had killed Kaith Meen, but that was not the storyteller she needed to kill for her freedom. The creature continued to purr as it hopped onto the table, helping itself to some leftover chicken. Mrs. Crass collected herself, but continued to curse under her breath. The Bosrak chuckled.
"He's clever, that one, but you agreed to a death, which I provided. Now, do you have my second task yet, or do you need more time?"
Mrs. Crass felt a jump in her heart.
Wait, you mean you saw him? Describe him to me.
The Bosrak described the man. It was him. It was the storyteller.
"But you told me to kill Kaith Meen, which was the name of the familiar that traveled with the storyteller. No one can hide their true self from a Bozrak, as you know too well, it said.
How could the storyteller create a familiar?
She asked. He didn't make it himself. Someone made the familiar for him. He must know a conjurer with massive power to create a familiar that complex, said Finn.
No matter. You know who the storyteller is, right? You know who he is, so you can kill him, right?
She asked. Is that your next request, then? Would you like me to kill him? You could have saved me quite the legwork if you had mentioned this from the beginning, said Finn.
Mrs. Crass wanted to answer yes. She tried to tell the demonic cat that this was exactly what she wanted, but she could not. A flash of violet came from her eyes, and she groaned. She had failed. The Dark King had given her both freedom and one chance for revenge. If she had succeeded, she could keep her powers and her freedom. If she had failed, her life and soul belonged to him. Her life and soul now belong to him, unless... The Bozrak asked again. She stood, unable to answer. She fought in silence for 3 days straight. The Bozrak sat, watching her struggle, often purring as she battled the curse that she had allowed to be placed on her by King Zolth. Mrs. Crass knew her will had been tainted. She felt her free will tearing away from her. For 3 days, she did not move. She did not eat nor drink. She fought against an invisible wall of will. She battled the spell Zolf's necromancers had placed on her as it sapped her freedom. She cried, weeping without moving as she fought. Phineas had periodically asked her about his second task during the 3 days. The Bozrak knew she could not answer. The creature delighted in her suffering and her inability to utter the single word yes that would solve all her problems. Mrs. Crass gazed at the creature. The Bozrak seemed patient with her. It happily bounced around the room. It had only occasionally disappeared, only to reappear and ask her again, "Have you decided what my second task will be?" After 3 days of agony against the continuous pull of the spell, she collapsed. Mrs. Crass's will snapped. She had tried to ask the Bozrak to kill the storyteller, but the words never came out. She had a frustrating dichotomy within herself. She could feel her old thoughts, and she still had her prejudices and quirks, but she could also detect the underlying drive of the Dark King's will flowing through her and becoming her entire purpose in life. Late one night, her goons came in after an evening at the tavern. One vomited in the corner, and she woke up to the retching noise. She knew better than to yell at the imbeciles. She was livid. She still had enough of herself to strike out against idiocy. Mrs. Crass had warned them repeatedly about her thoughts of overindulging in ale, yet they had continued to ignore her warnings. Her rage overcame her. She translocated them out of the city. She had not had power like that for decades. Her power had returned. They would have at least a 4-hour walk back. More than likely, they would pass out on the street before they made it home. That would show them to have more manners, she thought. Giving her will to the Dark King had returned her full powers. It was then that the witch realized her final request for the Bozrak. The creature had failed her, but she could not fail the king. The demon taunted her with its very existence. She hated it, but it could be used. Finn listened to her second request with a blank expression.
You need to kill the next chosen, said Mrs. Crass.
Aye, but I wonder what's in it for you, asked the cat.
Nothing is in it for me, but everything is in it for him. The next chosen has the potential to kill the Dark King. King Zolf has killed chosen for the last 2 centuries. However, somehow, in the last 20 years, all the Chosen have eluded him. Whenever the next Chosen is discovered, you kill. No tricks, just death. Once dead, I grant you complete freedom, she said. That caught the cat's attention.
When I find and kill this next chosen of yours, you'll let me free. Are you willing to bind your words in blood? I won't kill you, but I need to be sure that you're not lying to me, asked the cat.
Yes, she said.
The cat licked its lips and plunged into Mrs. Crass. Despite being over a league away on their walk back, the two goons could hear her screaming. Thanks for listening to the Road to Grandeur podcast by Brant Treborp. A new episode comes out every Monday. Be sure to listen in.